This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
This is all paper. It's mostly watercolor paper, but also drawing paper and mixed media paper. These are all the brushes. I haven't figured out how to display them yet, so they're in here.
Emma Warburton is the kind of person who can take the seed of an idea and make it blossom. That's exactly what she's done in opening the Artist Pantry in Minden. You see, Warburton is a painter, and when she moved to Haliburton County, she was shocked to learn that this area, despite being such a thriving artist community, didn't have a store that sold the supplies she and other artists need for their creations. Local artisans and Warburton herself had to order their supplies online or travel great distances to find what they need. Now, thanks to the help of her parents, Warburton has opened her own store, specializing in high-quality art supplies. Born out of a clear need, the store stocks a wide variety of supplies from specialty paper to watercolor, acrylic, and oil paints, brushes, pencil crayons, and everything in between. Warburton hopes the store is the answer for local artists in search of the materials for their creations. Warburton sat down with Canoe FM and a local artist to talk about what the store has to offer and why it will fill the void for creatives here.
When it comes to actual quality paper, quality colors, anything with real pigment, any brush with any real, like, you know, longevity, I couldn't find any of that stuff. So this became a theme, right? Asking my parents to pick up basic art supplies for me. My parents just started to think it was a good idea because they realized that there's a very active art community out here. They realized that there was a college. And I think that they sort of just thought I was onto something. I didn't have the money to finance this project, but they thought it was a good idea, so they helped me. So it wasn't really like this decision that I made independently. It was kind of like a group effort with my parents, and it was a real experiment. Like, I don't know anything about retail, and I don't know anything about owning a business. I'm just an artist who was frustrated and didn't have the resources to get what I needed. A bit of desperation. I didn't have a direction. I found myself in this new town without any kind of social support or social network around me. I didn't really, I have a baby daughter. I'm a single mom. I just didn't know what to do with myself. So when my parents offered to help me leverage this, I just took a chance.
The reaction since opening the Artist Pantry has been surprisingly warm and welcoming, Warburton says. And she's touched by the kindness she's experienced for opening a store that caters to artists.
The reaction in theory from the community has been really awesome, really awesome. Like, I have this one woman who came in who offered to pay for a full page newspaper ad for me just because she wants me to do well.
And artists like Zoe Zorich have come out of the woodwork to offer advice on product lines and the possibility of hosting workshops in the near future there. Zorich, a portraiture artist who moved to Haliburton from Toronto last year, also teaches at the Fleming College of Art and Design. She says since the region is home to such a vibrant arts community, a store dedicated to providing high-quality art supplies is a perfect fit. She's thrilled to buy her supplies there as well as offer up ideas that will help make the Artist Pantry a great success.
Because, when I was living in Toronto, it was, do I want to go to one of five art supply stores? One of which was 5 minutes from my house, so I could easily walk over anytime it struck my fancy. I could just go. And if some place didn't have a product, I'd go to the next. And if they didn't have the product, I'd go to the next. I was really focused on high-quality supplies, but also shopping local. That was a really big, important part of it for me. So when I did finally come up here, it was like, okay, we're unpacked. Let's get painting. And I'm missing this important thing. And so when I realized that there was a few things that I was running low on, I realized the issue of being up here, of like not being able to get high-end supplies. And not being able to get them easily. So even Bracebridge is not really great for those kinds of options. So once I found out that Emma was here, like, that was just such a godsend, because otherwise I was just, whenever I would head back into the city, into Toronto, I would try to do all my art supply shopping then and make sure that I was geared up before I came back here. So it was like the one piece of, this paradise up here. It was the one piece that was like a little bit of a hitch for me. It was was a huge surprise. And I also pride myself in, I don't need a lot of stuff. I always try to keep my practice bare bones, very low maintenance, and I'm a very big fan of do what I can with what I got. That said, I'm also largely focused on a toxic-free, solvent-free practice, so that also adds another dimension in terms of trying to acquire a few specific things that can be really difficult up here, but now no more.
Zorich's figurative works require very specific paper, and as she attempts to create even larger pieces, she's relieved that Warburton's store will carry all she needs. And there's another thing she loves about the artist pantry. She will no longer contribute to the bank accounts of billionaires who sell everything, including art supplies, online.
Oh, huge godsend. So first off, I love doing a lot of drawing, gesture drawing, life drawing. So I need a good supply of newsprint. So having like a solid, steady supply, and like, you know, chances are high, there's always gonna be some here. I am a figurative oil painter, and I'm trying to go larger format, which means more paint. And, you know, to have the ability of knowing that, oh, my blue is running low, but I can just come on over here and grab some if I need some. Oh, extraordinarily grateful, which is why, you know, I'm very happy to assist in any way of getting the promotion. And I'm always telling my artist friends, this is like, it's just such a wonderful resource to have up here, and know that I can't, you know, 30 minute drive and I have everything that I need, which, I mean, you know, 30 minute drive up here is the standard where it's like milk and eggs, 30 minutes. Like, it's just, that's the way it is. But that's the bare minimum. And to know that I can get milk, eggs, and oil paint in the same trip is unbelievable. It was inconceivable, you know, before I met you. So, really.
While Warburton is adding stock weekly, she also plans to host workshops for ceramics, painting, and other disciplines. The Artist Pantry is open 6 days a week, closed on Tuesdays, open from 10 a.m. until 6, and 11 to 4 on weekends. For more information, visit artistpantry.ca.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.